You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I am Allison Futter, and I'm here with Chris Haft, covers of Giants for MLB.com. And Chris, let's start off with the fact that the Giants were right in there when all of these big name starting pitchers were falling off the board. And of course, they grabbed a really good one in Jeff Samardzija. So what was your reaction when they signed him?
It wasn't surprising, Allison, that they, I don't think it would have been surprising if they had gotten Zach Greinke or if they hadn't. I mean, I heard the winds were blowing in all directions with that one. And I think they will end up being fortunate in this case because they'll end up having more money to spend on their other needs. They might be able to get two starting pitchers for the price of one, the one being Greinke, and they already got one in Jeff Samardzija. There are still some so-called, I guess, quote-unquote bargains on the market who they might be able to get. Yesterday there were some whispers about Scott Kazmir, who would be affordable within their budget, and as long as he stayed healthy, probably pretty effective. And of course, they remain interested in bringing back Mike Leake, who was their prized trade deadline acquisition from this past season, but he's getting a lot of attention because he's 28 years old, and that's awfully young for a free agent.
So it's kind of funny because we talk about that they could afford this and they could afford that. I mean, they just $90 million that's attached to Jeff Samardzija, and that is actually a bargain compared to what was going on right before he signed. Teams seem to have the money, and I was thinking, next year is kind of a thin class as far as like free agent starting pitchers, and so you thought that maybe it wouldn't be so lucrative for a lot of these guys this year because there was so much competition. But it seems like baseball, there's a lot of money coming into a lot of baseball teams, and so they're spending it.
There is act now, I guess, seems to be the watchword. If you've got it, spend it. And same thing happened. Longtime fans may remember in 1990. When CBS got the main national contract for television, teams were spending that CBS money like it was nobody's business. So I mean, average players were getting seven figure contracts, in terms of average annual value. So this is kind of a repeat of that. It seems like the more things change, the more they stay the same.
And from the Giants' perspective, the finish that they had in 2015, which was nothing to really hang your head about, but of course they're used to winning World Series. And so we've talked about this a lot throughout the season and as the offseason started, that the Giants are an organization that they're never out of it. They never have to like start over or cut payroll and rebuild the farm system. They're always like right there, and they seem to have this stability that a lot of teams would envy. So they're in a pretty good spot going in at 16.
They are. It's funny you mentioned that. I've been covering a team since 2005. I've never heard the word rebuild.
No.
I mean, there were years, especially early on there during that period, where they weren't so good, 72 and 90, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Even then, I never heard the word rebuild. And San Francisco is a kind of city, these major cities, I think partially the Giants' success is a function of the city. If a restaurant's lousy, it's going to close. Mm-hmm. If a play's lousy, it's not going to last there, in the theater. So the ball club's lousy, people aren't going to come out and watch. And the Giants are keenly sensitive of that, and thus they construct the ball club to win.
I can't imagine that ballpark ever being empty. how many sellouts do they have in a row?
It's in the 300s.
That's amazing. So there are still some holes to fill, and we've talked about the outfield. So their outfield situation, kind of give us just an update on what's going on with that.
Well, they are considering any and all possibilities, including Ben Zobrist, but that's pretty much faded because Zobrist apparently wants to play more second base wherever he goes. And the Giants have a perfectly capable second baseman in Joe Panik, assuming he's healthy, and every indication is that he is. So looks like they'll go in a different direction for their left fielder. They could end up getting a center fielder and maybe move Angel Pagan to left. I mean, they have some options there.
Angel Pagan is also somebody that they can't really pencil in for 150 games a year, right? And that's a little
You're
bit of an
right.
issue.
You're right. They'd like to. I mean, the one year he played a lot, played that close to that many games, they won the 2012 World Series. And they signed him to a four-year contract, expecting that it would happen again. It did. It has not. So, in fairness to Angel, he plays hard. You know, he's always played hard, and that's his. A lot of his injuries are a function of that. But he's got one year left on his contract. It's time for him to deliver.
So let's look at this rotation. If the season were to start tomorrow, Bumgarner, Zamarja, Kane, Heston, Peavy, is that what we can kind of look at?
More than likely. If they get another starter, they wouldn't hesitate to move Heston to long relief spot, which Bobby Evans, the general manager, was saying yesterday. That would be kind of interesting. I think usually you want a more experienced pitcher in that role, which is why they might consider bringing back Yusmeiro Petit, who they non-tendered last week.
Well, when it comes to Heston, though, maybe moving to that long reliever role, I mean, not to say that any of these pitchers is not going to have a perfect, healthy season, but in the event, and the Giants have been through this, where they've lost a couple starters, you have to think, well, Heston, you might maybe give him that role when the season starts, but more than likely, he's probably going to make more starts than relief appearances.
I would say so. I would say that's correct. Matt Cain is a question mark. I mean, he pitched an encouraging game in his last start, his final start of 2015, of five shutout innings. I mean, they hope he's even close to that this coming year. But he had some serious injuries to overcome. But with each passing day, he puts those injuries farther behind him, and so maybe things will work out for him in 2016.
Okay, so remind me from our last conversation, have we talked about Hunter Pence getting engaged at Disney World? It was an Instagram event.
Yes.
We were all following about on it on Twitter. So, Hunter Pence is. So what does that do for the city of San Francisco?
I don't know. That attendance you mentioned may go down because he probably broke a lot of women's hearts there in San Francisco. I've gotten kind of flinty in my old age, but to hear him say that she made him the happiest man in the world, I thought that was kind of cute.
That's,
you know, Hunter Pence is always happy anyway. And to imagine him happy as a result of impending matrimony, it just seems really sweet.
Okay, so let's just end this on let's talk about the ballpark for a second. I mean, we talk about how the fans aren't going to come back, but really, is there a better? Of all of your travels, have you ever experienced? And I have no rooting interest in the San Francisco Giants whatsoever, and it is my favorite place to be. Is there a better baseball atmosphere anywhere besides San Francisco and all of your travels?
I really can't think of any. Well, I'm sure Boston, places that would rival it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying San Francisco is the best, but Fenway Park, Wrigley Field, Yankee Stadium, especially in the postseason, for big games. I mean, those places. They get loud, they get noisy, and people get into it. Dodger Stadium, of course. So AT&T Park is not necessarily unique. Baseball is a great game, as we all know. And so there are a lot of great places, great venues to watch it. But the combination of the natural, geography, if you will, with the park situated by the bay, the better weather than they had at Candlestick, and just the configuration of the park, it's tough. That combination's tough to beat.
And the other places don't have garlic fries and cha-cha bowls. So, Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.